Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I mean, Marchand has always felt like more of the rental, even though he's become maybe the greatest rental ever. they've got a tight cap situation. Bennett's the number one priority has to be. There's a number where he can stay, and then there's a number that his agent has told him he can definitely get him on the market. And it's going to come down, for me, it comes down to what does Sam Bennett want? I talked to Sam right after they won the cup on the ice, and again, the emotion of the moment, I'm sure, but he couldn't see himself in another uniform is essentially what he told me. To me, it comes down to the player, because I think his agent, Darren Ferris, has told him that if they go to market, he can go get him $10 million a year somewhere else. But there's no 10 in Florida.
Pierre LeBrun on Brad Marchand. NHL offseason upon us. Cup awarded. Players announcing they're staying 2 days later at parties. Trades.
Yep. What if he's the guy the Sabres way overpay?
Marchand?
Yeah, you get on board with that?
Yes. I can get on board with almost any move with a player that I've heard of. Is that wrong? Is that not analytics? Is
no,
that,
that's
Namealytics. Sign me up for Namealytics.
And you would have no problem with, like, I have hated that dude, like, forever. Like, now he's a Sabre or whatever.
No way.
Nothing.
Absolutely no way would not have a problem.
I mean, Florida got over it.
Think how easy
because they were he was very hated in Florida before he got to Florida, and then how do they think of him now? He's a legend, probably.
It's so easy to have a player that you like get traded, then you hate that player instantly. We've done a lot of that. Why wouldn't he just go the other way? A guy I hated comes here. All right, I'm good. Love him.
Right. Has that ever happened? Who's the most hated player they've ever acquired? Or have they never done it?
Ville Leino.
And he scored a playoff eliminating goal.
Six.
And then he came here and we hated him even more.
But that was more of like
that's right. But a player you didn't like.
Yeah, because like Leino was one moment, right? Like that's not like years of hatred like this guy. I'm not the worst.
Who is the player the Sabres or Bills added that the public that we like that we hated, that we liked like, the least? We did not like this player. Now he's on your team.
Yeah, like you had to get over it. You had to get over your dislike because that would be Marchand, right? And maybe everybody would have a very easy time with that, but you would have to get over the fact that, like, you hated that guy. You've hated that guy forever.
Yeah.
Because, like, was Doug Gilmore hated?
I was just looking up where, like, his stops before Buffalo.
Gilmore?
There's Toronto, New Jersey, Chicago, Calgary, St. Louis. That's an answer because he had a full career, and maybe you hated him for something. But again, like, who would hate Gilmore if he's actually on your team?
Yeah. When the Sabres traded for Eric Staal.
That was for you.
That was for me.
That was a big one for you.
When he was a player, I hated that. See, that one was... Yeah,
and you also never got over it.
No, but...
And now he is in the front office.
I will... thanks for the reminder. I will say, if he had showed up... What was he, 34 at the time? I don't know how likely this was.
If
35.
He could still contribute.
If he was contributing and they were good, then I probably would have got over it.
Yeah.
Pretty easily. I think what still keeps the hate lingering for me is that he stunk when he got here. If he had been good, that would be very different. That would be Marchand, right? If Brad Marchand came to the Buffalo Sabres for like $10 million a year, they go way over what everybody else will pay, and he comes to Buffalo and he's great and they make the playoffs, I will love him forever.
Get a jersey.
But if he comes to Buffalo for $10 million a year, and because he's 38 years old and the team's not as good as the one he was just on, he's not good, and the team still stinks, and he spends a year and a half here, and then he gets traded away, then my hate remains. So it very much would depend, I think, on how it would end up going.
How many games did Eric Staal play for the Sabres?
Too many. Too many. He played 46 games.
32.
32. What was that, huh?
That's it. During the break, Josh is telling us, by the way, good morning, Jeremy and Joe and Josh and Owen's here as well, that these two are having a debate. Josh wants to make a purchase, and we're all going to decide how weird it is, you know, what it says.
So I don't know why, but I just kind of want to get a Sam Reinhart Florida Panthers jersey. And I feel like it's kind of crazy, but I also – I liked Reinhart when he was here.
Mm-hmm.
I never got a Reinhart Sabres jersey, and I feel like that might be a little weird to do now just because it's past tense.
You might get one of those for cheap.
Right. But I might also not because he had such a great performance.
You can also get one like
it's, no, it's, I mean,
it's all the Reinhardt jerseys might have just gone up in price.
Not the Sabre ones. Except that one that he autographed maybe and threw.
Right.
Do you like the Panthers uniforms, though?
I would say the Panthers jerseys are nice. I like the Panthers jerseys.
Yeah, they're not bad. But, I like them.
But really what this is about, see, buying a jersey for a player is, whether you like it or not, you're making a statement.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
To wear that jersey is to tell everybody else, I like this player on this team.
That's right.
So my question is, and I don't have a problem with it at all, are you graduating to wearing the jersey to Sabres games? Because if you do that against Florida, or do you do that again, right? If you wear that jersey against Florida, what does that say?
It says you like the Panthers.
People might mistake that. If you wear that jersey just to a Sabre game, are you making a statement like, you know what? Like, I'm here, but I'm mad about it.
It could be perceived as that. If I wore it to a Sabres-Panthers game, everyone would think I was a Panthers fan.
Okay.
Unless they knew me.
If you wear it to the mall, what will people think? You're a Panthers fan?
That's a good point. They'll think he's a Panthers fan that's just jumping on because they're the Stanley Cup winners, right? It's the guy that walked through the mall in 2008 wearing a Patriots jersey.
Yeah, you run the risk of that a little bit.
Especially when someone sees you from the front, because they don't know who's on the back.
Right.
They could maybe guess it's Reinhardt, but it's just, no, hey, that guy's wearing a Panther jersey. At a Sabre game, that's definitely true, because if you're sitting in your seat, no one can see the Reinhardt on the back.
If they're looking up at you.
Well, sure.
Right? I don't personally have a problem with you doing it all, and you shouldn't care what I think about this. It's just a matter of, like, what's the goal?
I'm also a big proponent of, like, if it's a nice jersey, I'm just going to wear it whenever. Yeah. Like, I'll wear a jersey on Monday. I don't care. Like, I have a Joe Pavelski Team USA jersey because I like Pavelski, but like it's different because it's Team USA, right? Like,
sure.
That's if it was like a Team Canada Reinhardt jersey,
that would be a little different too.
That would also be a little different because I'm not Canadian. But
I
just like him as a player, and like all this post cup stuff with all the party stuff is just adding on to it because he just seems like a fun guy. Like
I appreciate all the logic that you guys are putting into this conversation, but in my head, I would just want to cry every time I put that jersey on.
Yeah.
It would be a constant
reminder that he's right. Not yours anymore.
Oh, the guy that won two straight cups and won the Conn Smythe. I bought the jersey of him, but it's not when he played on my team. It's when he went somewhere else and did that.
Right. It's like, is it in the closet next to the Eichel Vegas jersey and the O'Reilly Blues jersey and just have the whole collection?
I can't reconcile with that. I don't know if that's crazy, if I'm too emotionally unhinged in some way, but I would never be able to pull that jersey over my head and not see that Reinhardt and be like, oh, it'd be cool if he was still here.
It's definitely a move, though, that you don't see very often, right? Like, I've never seen somebody walking around in Buffalo with like a Brian Campbell Blackhawks jersey.
Right,
because they loved Brian Campbell here and then they like the jersey and he went off and won somewhere. So what did they do? They bought a Chicago Campbell jersey.
You were just tweeting about Max Vinogradov Thrasher's jersey.
That's different.
Rules for thee, but not for me.
That is different. Also, they do not exist. So they didn't end up coming to fruition.
They might come back. What if they come back?
Yeah, they won't be wearing the same logo. Yeah.
I mean, were there people in New England buying Tom Brady Buccaneers jerseys after he won the Super Bowl down there?
That's a great question. New England were.
That's New England claimed that for their own.
Exactly.
Definitely.
So I guess this is, you know, there's two sides to this, but I just couldn't. I think the departure was knowing that he was still going to be.
Brady won, though. Reinhardt didn't win here. If Josh Allen wins the Super Bowl for the Bills and then he goes off and plays on his final season for the Seahawks, then people will buy Josh Allen Seahawks jerseys.
Exactly. That's what I think the major difference is. It was the split with Reinhardt was sad. It wasn't as dramatic as Michael, but it was sad and everybody hated it.
How many jerseys of players do you guys have where it's not a team that you really like? You just like that player. Do you have any?
I have a LeBron jersey.
I've got a bunch of hand-me-down jerseys from my dad that are like I got a Chelios jersey. Yeah. I've got some wild.
But ones. Like you went out and you seeked that jersey out. Nothing to do with the crest on the front. Because of the player. When I was a kid, I had a Troy Polamalu jersey. I had no affinity for the Steelers at all, but I loved Troy Polamalu, so I got a Troy Polamalu jersey. But that's like when I'm 10 years old. Since then. Then like hockey, I've never really had that feeling about.
I've never had that.
Anybody that.
It's because it's about the crest on the front, not the name on the back.
There it is.
That's what they say.
I think
we're proving it true.
I think basketball and football are easier for that.
Baseball too. Baseball jerseys are just t-shirts.
I mean for the individual, liking the individual more than maybe you like a specific team.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but like think about like Derek Jeter. Like everybody liked Derek Jeter.
No, they didn't.
During
COVID.
Everyone respected Derek Jeter.
On the afternoon show, we had a I hate your stupid face draft with Chopin Bulldog, and number one overall in that draft was Derek Jeter.
That's a bad pick.
It was number one overall.
Yeah, that's a bad
Nobody pick. Disagreed with it.
It sounds like we need to redraft.
I think your dad is the one who picked him.
I'm sure
Bulldog
he was.
Him. Derek Jeter, first overall.
That 100% makes sense.
Derek Jeter. No, terrible.
803-0550.
Who would the hockey player be?
That you would buy because
Brad Marchand?
Or that you would dread the jersey.
The jersey, you like the player so much, you do not care what the logo on the front is. But
McDavid, McKinnon. Yeah,
I would have done Price when I was younger. Yeah. Price was my favorite guy in the league.
Okay,
but I never have had a jersey of another team.
Just jerseys also got so expensive that this is you're taking out a loan to get some of these things. They're pretty pricey these days.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 803-0550. NHL offseason upon us, and the draft is a week from today. The decentralized draft. Got some calls coming in on jerseys, so give us a ring. Reinhardt, he's living his best life. That's the definition of living his best life. There it is.
Yeah.
He's back-to-back cup champs, scoring all the time.
It's a different version, though, of like living his best life than Ovechkin. It really is.
Yep. You can give us a ring. We got some open phone lines. We have some people who want to talk about the jersey conversation. Good jersey talk anytime you want it here on WGR.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.